This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Parliament has passed the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill was passed by the Lok Sabha yesterday. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of the properties of convicted offenders. To ensure the expeditious disposal of cases, the legislation mandates that every state government and union territory administration establish special fast-track courts for the day-to-day trial. It further provides that investigations into offences must be completed within 2 months from the date the information is recorded at the police station. The trials must be concluded within 3 months from the filing of the charge sheet. The Parliament has also passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026, with the Lok Sabha approving it today. The Rajya Sabha passed the legislation yesterday. The law will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem Jana Gana Mana and make the insult to the national song a criminal offence. Delhi government has said that Delhi police will not take any legal adverse action against individuals who participated in the NEET UG protest demonstrations in the national capital, but those with criminal background will have to face action. The Home Department said that with regard to arrest or detentions, if already made in these cases, the process for reviewing the arrest and releasing the arrested persons will be undertaken expeditiously. A high-level meeting was held in New Delhi today under the chairmanship of Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil to discuss the resolution of the long-pending Mahanadi water dispute between Chhattisgarh and Odisha. The meeting was attended by Chief Ministers of Chhattisgarh and Odisha and Union Minister Tokhan Shahu and representatives of the Water Resources Department. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a red colour warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Madhya Maharashtra for tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is also expected over northern states Bihar, northeast India, Konkan, Goa, Odisha, Telangana, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan to the next 2 to 3 days. In Gujarat, severe weather warning has been issued across 13 districts including Ahmedabad, Anand, Surat, Navsari. Fishermen have been strictly advised not to venture into the sea till Saturday. We have a report.
In view of the severe weather warning, Additional Chief Secretary Dr. Jayanti Ravi chaired a high-level review meeting at the State Emergency Operations Centre to assess the administrative preparedness of the districts on high alert. District administration was instructed to operate 24/7 control rooms. Local authorities were also advised to deploy NDRF and SDRF teams in vulnerable low-lying areas as needed. While all the three wings of the Indian Army Forces have been kept on standby for emergency relief and rescue operations, the state government has directed districts to ensure timely evacuation of residents from low-lying areas to shelter homes. Aparna Khond, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
In Chhattisgarh, heavy rainfall over the past 3 days has caused several rivers and streams to swell across various districts. Odisha remains on high alert as floodwaters continue to swell the Mahanadi River system, with the season's biggest flood discharge expected to reach Mundali by this evening. In Keralam, rain alert has been declared in all the 14 districts. Orange alert has been issued in 5 districts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with members of Parliament from Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland at Parliament House and discussed the prevailing flood situation in both the states. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the central government will keep working with the respective state governments to address the challenges. The United States and Iran exchanged fresh waves of missile strikes today, raising fears of a wider regional conflict and dimming hopes for a quick resolution. After a brief lull in hostilities, the renewed attacks have heightened concerns that the fighting could draw in more countries. Jordan said it intercepted 5 Iranian missiles for the second consecutive day. Neeraj Chopra is qualified for the men's javelin finals in the Commonwealth Games at Glasgow. Javelin throwers Rohit Yadav and Yashvir Singh have also entered the finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.